Mop Dog Speaks. Yes, really.
Hello, Mop Dog Speaks listeners. This is Cheryl Mujal here, and I'm one of the chief strategists at Mop Dog Creative Plus Strategy.
And I'm Mirta Vaca Wilkins, a member of the PAC and a public relations geek, here to share what you need to know when your business finds itself in the middle of a crisis.
All right, it's a stressful time, but one that can be easily managed if you're well prepared. Whoa, now stop the engines. No emergency response plan? Abandon ship? There has to be a better way to respond to a crisis.
Don't worry, Cheryl. Preparation is a lifesaver of any crisis. Obviously, we've determined this is an emergency that needs a swift response. So let's use our public relations lens to tackle this challenge. If this was a crisis at a company, step one would be to look at any planned communications and put all automated posts or sends on hold. It's not a good time to share anything unrelated on social media profiles, and it's certainly not a good time to send promotional emails. And that guy yelling abandon ship, well, he's probably not the best person for your business. You should delegate a representative at your company to address a crisis situation. Some key people to consider at your organization would be an owner, president or CEO, or a marketing or communications lead. And you should consider media training. Cheryl, I gotta tell you that this is one thing that I've done in the past. Standing in front of a reporter when you've got 5,000 questions coming your way, and if you haven't practiced, that can be very, very scary. It can be very nerve-wracking. So do that. Just even if you can slice off a half hour of time, take the time, practice with a colleague, have that colleague toss questions your way, and you provide the answers so you're ready when the onslaught of questions start.
So you put a halt on all automated communications, and you have a spokesperson trained and ready to go. Next, you'll need to quickly pull together your internal communications to calm the storm. Alert your entire organization about the issue in case clients begin calling or posting to social media. Relay the situation is under control and give you appropriate facts on what happened. This internal email should also outline what, if anything, your employees are permitted to say and your appreciation for them staying on message. This step is about promoting a positive and professional attitude. Okay, Mirta, so now that internal communications and messaging have been addressed, the attention needs to quickly turn to the rest of the world.
Exactly, Cheryl. Step three is the public response. And we're speaking about these things in steps, but really all of these need to be happening at the same time because a crisis moves really fast. So while we're talking about them in steps, people should keep in mind that these all should be happening at the same time. So the team needs to be prepped for all of these things. So step three, according to what we're talking of here, it's your first external communication should be drafted within an hour of first being aware of the crisis. This quick response can be posted to social media. You can start with something simple, such as, we are aware of XYZ problem and our ABC department is working to quickly resolve this important issue. Don't guess why the problem happened or how it will be solved. This is not a time to elaborate or speculate. Step three also includes drafting a direct email message to stakeholders and VIP clients. Then you should share a press release with all media outlets. Provide all the details that are known. It's important to be transparent and not misleading. After sending out the press release, your public relations team should call media connections directly to answer any questions they may have. Provide a source, and that source we spoke of already, which is that communication spokesperson at the beginning that should be trained at this point. So that's the delegated representative who's willing to respond to reasonable questions.
All right, Mirta, we've got everyone on board with the plan and sent out our SOS. There's one more critical step, staying on top of the evolving crisis. You need to monitor and respond to new developments. Have a proactive plan for sending updates and alerts to your audience about when to expect another announcement. This fourth and final step is only complete when the crisis has been resolved. If your organization is at fault, it's important to apologize in order to be seen that a brand that really cares. A final and formal statement should reveal how the issue was handled, what was learned, and why the organization will change as a result.
Okay, well, I think we've got it wrapped up. It's time to right this ship. So let's review the four steps to take control of a crisis. One, evaluate planned marketing. Two, pull together internal communications. 3, send detailed external communications. And 4, continue responding until there's a formal resolution to the crisis.
Whoa, now it's your chance to run a drill. Organize your mock emergency response to see the leaky holes in your crisis communications plan. And remember, in case of an emergency, don't just break the glass. Call us. Call MopDog. We're here to help. All right, Captain.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's roll this ship.
This has been another MopDog Speaks, where you learn tricks from the experts and earn a treat for your team. Yes, when I mean earn a treat for your team, I don't have any treats on me. Down, get down.
Abandon ship.